We are learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simon Reish Ayin Vav, in which is entitled Dini Ner, the laws of candles Shehidlik Enu Yehudi B'Shabbos, which a non-Jew would light for us on Shabbos, which we discussed yesterday, just a brief discussion about some of the laws of Amir al-Akum, in which many people that are Shomer Shabbos are not very familiar with exactly what is permitted, what is not permitted, as far as instructing a non-Jew. And we discussed the difference, the basic difference in halacha, and it's worthwhile spending some time just looking at some English svarim which deal with this at great length. The difference between a positive benefit as opposed to an indirect benefit, in the event that it's a positive benefit, having someone turn on lights for you or kindling a flame, that is an issue, even if it's through a remez, even if you don't directly tell them to do it. In situation of an indirect benefit, when, for example, if your alarm clock is blaring and you have this anguish of hearing this loud sound, to hint to them to turn off the alarm, not to tell them to turn it off, but to say, wow, it's loud in here, that is something which is permissible. And we touched upon last time, we spoke a little bit about a chola. A person is sick, a chola shembo sakana. In that situation, Amir al-Akum does not apply. We allow you to instruct a non-Jew to purchase medication or to turn on heat for someone who is sick. Those are just some examples. It's not
even
an issue.
Even if not sick, because
we're not up to that yet. Oh, okay. That's Sif Vav. Okay. Oh, okay. Sif Hay, rather. Okay, we'll see that. You're right. But hopefully we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Anyway, so that's what we were discussing. Yes, Sif Hay. So I'd like to just touch upon what we concluded with last time about when it came to for the sake of a mitzvah. Yesh Omer, so this is what we concluded with. When it comes to a mitzvah, he says, the mutzah lomo in Yehudi lahadik ne'er to the Shabbos. Person doesn't have any candles, it's Friday night. For whatever reason, the candles are blew out and it's pitch black. And you're starting your Suda Shabbos. In that situation, you're allowed to instruct a non-Jew to kindle a flame for you. Mishum the Sfirle, because according to this opinion, Mutter Amir in Yehudi Afil B'malacha Gemurah, you can have a non-Jew light and do any malacha for you, B'malacha Mitzvah, in the event that it's for the sake of a mitzvah. And it says on the bottom of here in the Mishnah Berurah that there's a distinction between if it's the beginning of the meal or the end of the meal. He says, Im Gomer Sudaso, if let's say you already finished your meal, Avshe Dain L'Berach Berchas Amozon, but you know how to bench basically by yourself, by heart, or sheishul ner echad, you have a candle, you could see, pshita da asal tzavos en yehudu hadaklo. In that situation, we don't allow you to have them light this candle. So it's only in the situation where the meal began. But if you already completed your meal, so therefore the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos has already been complete, then says the Mishmur, the havi shvus shlob and makam mitzvah. It's asking them to do something in which is not for the sake of a mitzvah that we don't allow. And then the based on that concept, the question is how far does this apply? So the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if Livnos Besach Nesas B'Shabbos Alidei Enu Yehudi? If you're allowed to have a non-Jew do mitzvah, do something which is a mitzvah, so a mitzvah have a shul. So if you have, let's say, a contractor that's busy building a shul, so the question is, do we allow that person to continue to do so? Can you command him to continue to do work for you on Shabbos? So he quotes the Magen Avraham. He says the Asar Afilo Das Eter. He says that we are strict when it comes to this, and he says, quoting with the Prima Gadim, Mishum Dahavi Mitzvah Sheinu Averes Shachul Evnosu B'Chol. So there's a clear distinction between this and the Shabbos meal on Friday night. The candles burn out, so there's nothing in which a person can do. You can't push off the meal. The meal is on Friday night, so therefore you're allowed to have them light for you, and it's not an issue of Mir Lachem. But to build a shul, so if they don't build it today, they'll build it on Sunday. It's not such a major issue. It's something which is eino averus. It's not like a mitzvah is not going to is going to come and go. And therefore, when it comes to that, we're more strict. The Mishnah Berurah also tells us something else. He says that even those opinions that when it comes to a sarach mitzvah for your own sake, that some people are strict. That's what the Ramah says. Yeshul hachmer b'acham she'en tzarach gadol. Unless it's for a tremendous need, even if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, that some people do not instruct a non-Jew to do malacha for them. The Mishnah Berurah gives us an example where everyone holds not an issue. Mikom makom mutter lomel in Yehudi l'sakin es ha'erov. Shesalkel b'Shabbos. If let's say one of the strings broke and it's Friday night, and you discover this. So you are allowed to go to an Einu Yehudi, a non-Jew, and ask them to fix the lines of the Arab on Shabbos. Kedei shel yavo rabim lidei michshol. Because over here, we're not just dealing with a mitzvah, a personal mitzvah. It's something which pertains to the rabim, to many people. And therefore, so that people will not be mechal Shabbos, they don't realize that they're desecrating Shabbos, you are allowed to instruct this person, this non-Jew, to do this malacha for you. He says, afil b'malacha d'yaraisa, doesn't matter what the malacha is, even if it's a Torah prohibition, b'imko mitzvah d'rabim, because we're dealing with, for the sake of the rabim. And therefore, in that situation, we are extremely lenient that a miru akum is 100% permissible. And the Sefer, the 39 malachos, he says as follows. Similarly, providing for a public mitzvah need, sometimes the basis for permitting a miral akum. According to some poskim, one may ask a non-Jew to turn on lights in a shul or base medrash to enable many people to collectively fulfill an important mitzvah such as davening. In fact, in the back over here, he says a story that had happened on Yom Kippur of all days, that by Ne'ilah, the Chazan was about to begin Ne'ilah, and it was very dark. And because of this, it was Kodim Shispalul Hatzibur Ne'ilah Balachash. No one was able to daven this very important tefillah, the Shmon Esrei. Oz Mikri Sarach Godol, that's considered to be a Tzarach Godol, according to all opinions. The Tzarach Tefillah Schayuba the Rabbi Mieshel Hakel. This is not just for myself, this is for an entire shul, and therefore, certainly one would be allowed to tell an Ein Yehudi to turn on the lights in that situation, even on Yom Kippur. And he says, Del Derech Zeh, based on this principle, we can say that it's permissible, Loimer Lanachri Lohavi Neros, to ask a non-Jew to bring candles, if you'll handlik in there, so it'll even light them, shumalach midiraisa, which of course you're not allowed to do, kedei shiochlu hatzibur l'spal tefil shmon esrei, in order that the tzibur should be able to daven the shmon esrei. And not only that, but Rav Kotler Zatzal brings down over here, also shehiter amirul akum l'handlik neros beveis hamedrish l'tzarech talmud Torah d'rabim. In the case that you have a base medrash where there are many people learning Torah, and all of a sudden the lights go out, so also we're lenient because it's considered to be a mitzvah, and it's sarach rabim, it's for the sake of the multitudes. And therefore, this apparently doesn't even tell us to have to do it in a remez, or a hint. The fact that a person needs this, even though it's for a direct benefit, it's for the sake of a mitzvah and for the rabbin, then we certainly can be lenient. And if someone asked the question yesterday, whether or not a person, in the event that there's the lights are off in a shul, there's other heterim, which we'll discuss next time, whether or not you're actually allowed to tell an Ein Yehudi to turn on the lights or to turn on the heat. So to turn on the heat is going to be less of an issue because we'll fall into the category of a chola, someone who's sick, which we'll see next time. But also, because it's for the sake of a mitzvah, in order for us to be able to daven with a minyan, therefore it's also, we are lenient because it's for the needs of the rabbin, and therefore one is allowed to instruct an akum to turn on the lights on your behalf.